you know, what can we do to try to make taking the medication, in particular some of the medications that get added to liquid, what can we do to make that more tolerable, make it a bit easier on the child to actually get that liquid down? And I didn't know if in your clinical work, if you had any tips or if you had heard things from families about what tended to work.
That is absolutely a question I get frequently as well. And it's funny because you'll hear it told to the family, it's odorless and tasteless. And while it is, the Miralax is the one I'm talking about, it is definitely marketed that way. And many people will tell you they can't taste it. I think it varies depending on your taste buds. And there certainly are a fair number of people who actually can taste it. And believe me, I can tell you when parents tell me, every single time I put it in his juice, he can tell it's there. I know that's true because he suddenly won't drink his juice anymore. And I, in fact, you know, have had different generic versions of Miralax myself, and certain are easier to taste until they're there. The thing that we certainly recommend the most are citrusy and kind of sweet drinks. And even though, as a general rule, we recommend staying away from carbonated beverages because they can cause gas and bloating, one of the things that is kind of citrusy and sweet and helps to decrease the taste of Miralax is Sprite. Ginger ale is another. But Sunny Delight's also a good choice, and orange juice can be useful. So different things like that. Unfortunately, even with those, there are some people who can tell that it's there, and it wouldn't matter what you gave them. And there are also some children who really don't drink those things. They just can't handle the taste of certain things, and I've had some parents tell me, my child will only drink water. And it's so healthy, you know, it's hard to argue with that, but they can always tell it's there. Philips does make some pills, which is harder, obviously, with the really small children, but the pills can, you know, be useful if Miralax, and we have had some children who've had to switch to those because the Miralax, they just can always tell it's there. I wish they could figure out how to make the Miralax, which is often in polyethylene glycol, into a pill form, but so far that hasn't happened. And then the other thing that we sometimes recommend is milk of magnesia, because even though you can tell it's there, one, it's harder to tell it's there if you put it in something like hot chocolate or chocolate milk, and two, there's a smaller dose of it that you're taking initially, so Miralax needs to be put in like 8 ounces of fluid, whereas if you're using milk of magnesia, you can use just a tablespoonful of it. And so some kids are more willing to do a tablespoonful of something that they don't really care for the taste of versus 8 full ounces of a drink that they don't really care for the taste of. But the other thing that I often recommend is, you know, trying different generic brands, because some have a more odorless and tasteless properties, if you will. And one day I'm going to do an experiment where I just go around to all of the CVS and Walmarts and, you know, Kroger's and buy each of them so that I can figure out which one so I can tell people. But so far, I just kind of recommend, well, try a different one, which is probably not the best answer, but the best one I have for the moment.
Well, when you do that little experiment, let us know, because I know there are many families who would be interested in knowing that. And maybe some of it is child specific. You know, maybe, you know, one child is, you know, can't taste it and this drink or that combination of tastes is okay, but it's not acceptable in another way. But that is definitely a very common thing that we hear from families.